information I needed 5 minutes ago.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert, an everything entertainment update heard at the top of every hour on My Talk 107.1.
So, what's new in your world?
Well, some of the biggest news from the land of Hollywood today is that last night, two of Lady Gaga's French bulldogs were stolen, and one of her assistants was shot in the process.
This is just unbelievable.
Terrible.
Terrible story. And Lady Gaga, hasn't she put out a, I think she's...
$500,000 reward, no questions asked. So, yeah, this happened about 10 o'clock.
And the video is online. It's just tragic.
Don't watch it. The guy, the dog walker, is going to be okay. But, wow, I can't. A high-profile dog napping. It's never happened.
That is also a first on this radio show, as far as I know. Another Taylor Swift Evermore lawsuit. We remember she was sued by the amusement park, saying they stole the the name.
That's right.
Now she's saying, "Hey, amusement park, stop playing my music. You're playing my music in an unlicensed fashion." So she's getting very litigious.
Good for her.
Over Evermore.
Well, they were being kind of ridiculous with her in the first place. So I think she's just firing off a salvo to say, "Hey, you know."
Ridiculous. Can come back and bounce you in your face.
And they're both getting their name Evermore in the media.
That's true.
Evermore. And some news from Paramount Plus today. The Twilight Zone is out and Frasier is back.
They better have Lilith and Niall.
Yeah, we'll find out. They that hasn't been on the air since, the late 90s?
Oh, I love that show,
Frasier was so great. That show was great because it was an ensemble cast.
David Hyde Pierce,
his brother, Lilith, Phoebe Newworth,
We'll see if he's still a radio guy or maybe he's moved on to podcasting.
But only Kelsey's confirmed.
Okay, well, let's check
that
out.
Hope so.
And then, so the Twilight Zone, which seemed, the Jordan Peele thing seemed to be getting decent reviews, but there will not be a season 3.
So, all right.
There you go. That's all the news for now. We'll do it again in an hour. Let's start the show.
That is brand new information. My Talk Dirt Alerts at the top of every hour and at 820, 1220, and 520 on My Talk 107.1.
Broadcasting live over the airwaves in the Twin Cities metro area, but also everywhere in the world, on the stream or on the My Talk app. This is the Lori and Julia Show on My Talk 107.1 and MyTalk1071.com. And here they are, the stars of the show, Lori and Julia.
You're too kind. Where's the applause and the drums and the gongs?
I don't know how to push those buttons yet.
I know it.
Hey, everyone. Happy Thursday.
Oh, I put it down today
so we would know
the date. I was delighted this morning. I thought it was Wednesday. Then I realized it was Thursday and tomorrow is Friday. And
it's just so delightful when you know you're at the end of the week.
It really is. And I don't want to whine, but I'm going to say that this might be, and this is like a humble brag. I'm just going to own it.
Oh, all right.
But I think that this might be the hardest crash landing from a vacation.
That you've ever had.
Blues that I've ever had, because I don't know, you know, where I'll, you know, I don't have anything planned. You know, we were praying we could even make this trip. You know what I mean? And I'm I am, and Rocco, you know me too. I have trips planned.
You like to have things to look forward to.
But I'm a planner and I like to have it. And one of the things that gets me home from a vacation, like I remember last year, we came home from the SAG Awards, blissfully unaware what was coming. And we had
Vegas plans.
We had Vegas plans, which was going to be like 2 weeks after I got home from Hawaii.
Yeah.
And right as we were leaving, the rumbling was getting very, very loud. Casey was like all nervous about going. Remember, I had my hand sanitizer, but we weren't wearing the masks. But always, you know, like kind of, even if I know I'm going up to Duluth, makes me happy that I'm going somewhere.
I feel the same way if I know I'm going to my cabin. It is something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Or even if there's a concert or event. It's
something. So it just was, I was just kind of in a funk
yesterday
for a couple
days.
For a couple days. And just like going, you know, my mom just said, you just need to get over yourself. And I'm like, you're right, Mutti.
Better her saying that than me.
we say it a lot on the show. We're very fortunate that we've been able to continue to work during the pandemic and take trips and that. So, you know, but at the same time, everybody knows we need to get away. Everybody needs to take a break from all this pandemic stress.
This is one of my studies that I read that the brain fatigue and emotional fatigue that people have is very real. And it's different levels for different people, of course. And, you know, I mean, I'm lucky that this is the biggest problem that I have.
Absolutely,
my crash,
Lori.
You know, that
we have our health, we have all the other stuff.
But I'm just saying that it really just was just like, I was just like bitterly unhappy.
Is that what we're calling yesterday? Yesterday was so hard.
And Tuesday, I was just like, and then I was just tired, and I just felt like just, and I'm never, that's unusual. I haven't ever felt that way.
No, right.
It's the first time I've ever felt that way in 18 and a half years of enjoying, you know, the Drive Time Diva experience. And that was just new for me, you know, and, you know, Casey's just like, quit your job and just be on vacation all the time with me.
This is my brother.
Yeah.
This is my brother. I'm like, that's the, I'm going to be,
Casey, this is, you're not,
this is your sister I work with.
But, and you're going from, you're jumping from A to Z, you know, blah, blah, blah. And because he wasn't understanding, it wasn't that I have the need to not work and that I want to be retired and not working and just going on vacation. I know it does sound intoxicating. But the reality of it, you know, is I could have maybe spent a couple more days there, but I was ready to come home.
That is what happens to me after a long period of time.
Yeah. I want to get back to your stuff. So anyway, that was just getting
out. Well, I want to hear about...
I got to tell you something.
Because you texted us, I don't know if you remember, Rocco, but I said Lori had a dream about me and Brad Pitt.
Okay, I remember that.
In Hawaii.
In Hawaii. So it was so vivid, Julia.
It
so
might have been the third day that I was there, and I was completely feeling my aloha spirit. The noise of the world had checked out. We were negative free in our test. Everyone at our resort, you know, it was just like I could relax.
Do people still wear masks?
You wear masks around the pool. Okay. Anytime you're passing people, and even though it's an open area, people are very courteous.
Okay.
Yeah. Unless you're at the beach or you know, something like that. But so I knew I was relaxed because I'll tell you what, since all this COVID thing started, I've not had good, intense dreams that I could remember.
You had the scary dreams from that show you were watching.
Yes, from a show, but I haven't had like a good, intense dream. And I woke up and I bored and charmed Casey with the vivid
details
of this dream last Monday or Tuesday morning. And so here's the dream. It's Brad Pitt and I...
In
a trolley car.
You're in it.
We're like in Charleston.
I love it.
Okay. And it's just the two of us. And we're having, for some reason, I don't know how we happen to be on there, but we're chatting away like we're friends. And I asked Brad, and this story, it reminded me of this because he was spotted in Hollywood. He's got a pandemic ponytail.
Okay.
And he had a meeting, and he's no longer going to be in a David Fincher movie. Michael Fassbender's replacing him.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But
the gossip part of this.
Yeah, and his hair was like Hubble from the way we were, and he had a mustache that was like out of The Sting on Robert. He looked like a cross between
Robert Redford
in The Sting and The Way We Were, okay?
Oh,
and he's
lovely.
Like, you know... He's like in a coat with a waistcoat. Like, he's filming something. Mm-hmm.
A timepiece.
And I just said, Brad, we've met a couple times. And I said, can I just tell you something where you're going all wrong in your love life?
Oh, this is good.
And he said, what? I said, you've got to quit dating actresses. I said, you have to meet my friend, Julia. I said,
this is what good friends are for.
She's the most amazing woman. And I said, and you will just, you've already been enchanted with, we've met before. And then, you know, and he's leaning forward, you know, and he's kind of, he's interested, and I'm ticking off all the reasons why actresses are no bueno for him. You know, I said, the vapid. They need the attention. You're the pretty one. You're the A-list movie star. I said, you need to be with a regular golden star of a woman. And it's my friend, Julia. Now, because it is my dream. He did say to me, he said, but what about you?
I was just going to say.
Okay. And I said, I'm madly in love with Julia's brother. And he's like, oh, and he just loved that. And I said, so I want you to meet her. And I said, you just have to take it from me that you're going to be completely dazzled. And she's going to be fine with being Mrs. Movie Star wife, okay, or girlfriend. I said, we don't have to move to wife. And right. He's like, okay, good. And he said, what about the kids? And I said, she loves children, and she knows how involved Angelina is, and you're only going to get them, you know, a third of the year.
Every other weekend.
A third of the year.
Right.
A third of the year. And he goes, you know so much about me.
Oh, that's so funny, Lori. This is so
anyway,
funny.
Anyway, at the next trolley stop, I said, I've got to go. There's my friend Allie Kaplan. We're going shopping.
Oh, that's so fun that Allison is in your... This is a hysterical
dream. Did he look like he does now, or was it from Julia's favorite period of Brad Pitt?
No, it was the way we were with Robert Redford in The Sting.
He had
a mustache, but he had longer hair, like Bobby Hubbell in the sweater at Malibu Beach.
About. Oh,
that's what he looked like, Julia. And I said, so I've got to go, Brad, but you know, you've got my number, or I've got your number. I can't remember how that exact thing, but it was just, I mean, I woke up, I was on cloud flipping nine.
So funny. What did Casey think of your dream?
Well, I had to cut it short, you know, and then just spread little details. It was too long all in one sitting. You know, like he didn't want to know all the hair detail.
Right. No, I love this. And Allison Kaplan, I love that.
And we were going shopping in Charleston.
This makes me so, Allie, if you're listening, this is such a fun dream. Yeah, Brad Pitt, you, me, Allison Kaplan.
You weren't there. I was just talking about you and I showed him a photo of you.
Making that up now.
Oh, no, I did, because I had my phone. That's how probably I got the number or something. You know, everyone has their phone right on him. I had to show him a picture of you. And it was a red carpet
picture.
I'm
blushing, and I know this isn't even true, Rocco.
Yes. The dream happened,
but it's so funny.
Yeah, so anyway.
I want that from your mouth to...
Yeah, I don't think you'd care about his baggage. I mean, everything I said to him was
everyone
the truth.
Has baggage, first of all.
Yeah, but Julia, everything I said about you was the truth. Matchmaker.
Oh, funny. Lord.
All right, listen, we got to go. It is our story we can't get enough of, Matt Belanger.
Hang on a sec. Let me get Matt in here.
It's that time of the week. Time for...
It's Matt Belanger.
Belanger.
Is that it?
It's Matt Belanger.
No.
Belanger.
Want to try again?
It's Matt Belanger.
Julia, that's not even how you pronounce Bazinga.
It's Matt Belanger.
Don't listen to them. It's Matt Belanger.
It's Matt Belanger.
Belanger, Belanger.
It's Matt Belanger.
Oh, Matt, darling.
Hello, My Talk family. Hello, everybody.
How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. I'm doing pretty good. I mean, it's warming up. The sun is shining. I mean, it's hard to not be lifted by that, you know, just right out of the gate. So.
And the vaccines are coming, and
yes.
I don't know if you have an update for us.
I do. Very optimistic tone today from state leaders. But first, Lori.
Yes.
Did you smuggle me a rum-based tropical drink and a coconut with a pink umbrella home?
No,
please.
But I drank several Mai Tais for you, and I can report that they are as delicious as you remember.
In my honor, I really, I deeply appreciate that. And a quick thought about dreams.
Yeah.
I need to go to Hawaii, apparently, because the only thing I dream about is work. And, you know, the whole, like, showing up without pants on dream or whatever.
Okay,
and
yeah.
Have y'all ever had the dream that you're, like, running to the microphone, but you can't get there and the show's starting?
No.
Have you ever had that dream?
We had bad dreams when we were in corporate America, and we had to speak at our national meeting in front of, like, 1,000 people. Then we would have bad dreams and bathroom attacks.
But now, I had more of the waitressing, like my section would fill up after I was exhausted and wanted to go home, those dreams.
I just hadn't had a dream in really so long. I just think
I'm glad to hear that Brad was in there, too. I mean,
don't you think we'd make a cute couple?
Yes.
It was a magical, gossipy, delicious dream of a story.
You both should light him up on Twitter about this and just see what you can get him to do.
He's not.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, call his agent. I don't know. You're connected. Anyway.
Yeah.
I only have bad dreams about work, so I need to go to the Laurie School of Dreams. Anyway, about the news that's very good today. So the governor actually gave us an update this afternoon in the noon hour, and it was very optimistic. I mean, the governor, other state health officials and physicians, striking a notably optimistic tone, talking about the state of where we are and in the pandemic. And a lot of that is coming with some promise from the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. You're seeing a lot of news about that. One shot, very effective, 100% effectiveness, in fact, at keeping people out of the hospital.
Right.
So that is remarkable news. And the state leaders were qualifying what they were saying as they outlined a new timeline for who's going to be able to get the vaccine when. And they said that they were very cautious in the development of this timeline, and the Johnson & Johnson vaccine potentially coming on the scene as early as next week, it's being reported, that could even move things up a little bit. So they took a very cautious kind of conservative approach to this timeline. Here's a takeaway for you. They want to have more than 70% of Minnesotans 65 and older vaccinated by the end of March, and they want to reach that 70% threshold before they move on to other groups, because they do feel 65 and up, it's a key population to get vaccinated, so they're focusing on that. And then come April and May, they want to expand that to people who have certain high-risk underlying medical conditions, breathing, think COPD, and conditions like that. There's a list of them. If you want to look, if yours is on there, if you happen to be afflicted with one, we have that at KSDP.com. But so that will move into that group of individuals, 45 and up, and even younger individuals would qualify then if they have more than one of those conditions. And then that brings us into May and June. It's warming up. The summer's coming around the corner, and we're talking about folks who are 50 and up can qualify for the vaccine, and anyone 16 and older with any underlying medical condition at all, right about that time. And then they say, hopefully, by summer, anyone who wants a vaccine in Minnesota is going to be able to get it. It opens up to the general population. So that is the new timeline, and boy, is it fantastic. The governor even started talking about the state fair. That's how confident-sounding he was today.
That's and the big thinking, news.
And thinking that, maybe we're going to be able to do this if
they're
this all unfolds.
Planning
that
on
would
doing
be huge.
It.
We're planning on it, Matt.
We're planning
There's
on
no
it.
Maybe.
They're planning on it. So I know you're
Everyone's
a news guy.
Everyone's planning on it. I'm in a cookie deficit. I don't know about you,
right. Not that
I
we want to, rush anything.
Two buckets of Sweet Martha's.
Yeah, they probably have some kind of a plan in place. I mean, we might have to show our vaccination card.
Perhaps you don't know, but that was it was just an optimistic tone that really was a change from what we've been hearing, and I think it's very refreshing for a lot of people.
Yeah.
I want to talk about really quick about the Hy-Vee pharmacy situation. Did you hear about this?
No, tell us.
Okay, so Hy-Vee pharmacies started to be able to administer vaccines, okay? But there was a little kerfluffle, I'll use that word, where Hy-Vee was kind of advertising that educators and healthcare workers of all ages could go to those pharmacies to receive vaccines through their website. That's what the message was coming out as, and it turns out that was an error on Hy-Vee's part, and Hy-Vee's owned up to that. And we want to just reaffirm here, in case anybody has this in their mind, that if you're looking to be vaccinated at that Hy-Vee location, that is still reserved for only people who are 65 and older. Very important. It's confusing because there are other sites across the state, one in Minneapolis, one up in Duluth, Rochester, and now a new site opening at Mall of America where healthcare workers, frontline workers, and educators are able to go to get vaccinated, even if they're not 65 and older. So it is confusing, but the pharmacy program is limited to 65 and up, and that's what Hy-Vee is participating in.
All right, cool. Well,
got
just
it.
Get
them out there.
Vaccinated,
I saw Dr. Haj Aziz, who's on NBC a lot, and he's at Harvard, but he said, whatever vaccine you get offered, take
it.
They're all good. Yes, the Johnson & Johnson is just one thing, he said, but neither, it's not a big deal. He said it's getting the vaccine. So
exactly. Don't be picky, because they're all, every medical expert saying they're all extremely effective. And the whole point of this is just we got to get everybody, as many as we can, vaccinated.
Right.
So in the news business, we say that I buried the lead. I have some big news.
What's that?
Our offer has been accepted on a house.
You're so funny.
You found a house. And
we
you
did.
Got
we,
it.
We did. And I mean, I have, you know, this house search, we've been pretty lucky because I have equated it to the Hunger Games.
Yeah.
It's very difficult out there if you're a buyer, mm-hmm. and we are just blessed, Kyle and I, and we made an offer,
is
and we found out.
Is this the one you sent us the link to?
Yes, that's it.
It's gorgeous.
I'm excited.
We love it. It's a little story and a half, typical Minneapolis, but it's well done. It's tucked away in a quiet part of the city, but yet still handy to downtown and things. And we, you know, I don't know if the sellers are fans of Lori and Julia, but if they're listening, we are so honored that you accepted our offer.
Aww.
I mean, it's tough right now, and we're going to be living on buttered noodles and things for about 3 months to come up with the closing.
You know what?
I couldn't be happier.
I do remember when Casey and your brother sold the house over in. What is that called?
St. Anthony.
And that was our first experience.
Multiple offers.
With people writing letters about why they wanted to have.
You better believe Belanger over here dusted off those writing skills and wrote a nice little letter to go along with our offer.
And the couple that wrote us the letter, he was like a professor at the ag school. So this is like walking distance. They wanted to have a fam. I mean, it was like, I looked at the letter and I'm just like, Casey, this home has their name on it. You have to pick this couple.
Yeah. So
but
we're
it was
so
a new experience.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's big boy stuff.
Big boy
Maddie's
stuff.
Growing up.
Well, we're excited for you, Maddie. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you very much, As ladies. Always, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. We can catch him on KSTP Channel 5 at 11 o'clock a.m. And I think you're on a bunch of
noon.
And also at noon. We'll be right back. Everybody, thanks for hanging out with us. Woot woot. It's Thursday. We have been, for the month of February, making sure that everybody is aware of shopping local, supporting all of our local partners, whether they work with us at MyTalk or not. But it is so important right now with the new way people are purchasing things. We want you to support our local friends, restaurants, food businesses, and we, an old friend, Darcy Olson, is with us from Let's Dish. Hello, Darcy.
Hey, guys. How are you?
My gosh. How long do we go back, Let's Dish? And, because it was FM 107, I think, when...
Yeah. You guys said hadn't been... It's been over 17 years.
Yeah, that's so. Right. That. Wow.
We all looked a little different.
Yeah, but I mean, you guys, that was sweet because you guys believed in the idea.
You came up with a girls' weekend, I think, at a cabin and something, and you came up with the concept. It's so cool that it's worked so well and you're in business.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and I just have to thank you guys. I mean, well, we're so thankful for all the support that you've done over the years, and especially this year, you know, with everything that's changed so much, and you guys reaching out to all of us local businesses. I mean, it's huge, and you know, it takes a village, and we're thankful for you guys, our customers, our employees, friends, family, everything. So thank you.
Darcy, I need to make another Let's Dish order, but I'm going to stay there for about 3 months. You saved my COVID nervous
cooking.
We weren't wanting to go to the grocery store but wanted to have like yummy stuff, couldn't do takeout all the time, and then we were like, oh, you have such good food at Let's Dish, you really do.
Oh, well, thank you. We love it. We love coming up with new ideas and still being able to serve up all the favorites that people love too.
So what, you know, as a local business, what was the biggest thing that changed for you guys at Let's Dish this year with the pandemic?
So, can you believe it's almost been 1 year that Tom Hanks got COVID, and that's when it changed for us.
That's when it became really real.
Yeah, exactly. And so what happened was, you know, as we were founded where customers come in and make their meals, they take them home, put them in their freezer, and then they can pull them out anytime to cook. And that still was a big part of our business, but over all these years, we've evolved as well. So, you know, we have Dish and Dash where we'll customize them for you, make them. But the biggest thing is Retail Express. So right now, even today, customers still cannot come in and make meals just with the world of COVID. So that's huge, number one. And then, so now we're making every single Let's Dish meal. So, behind the scenes, there's been a ton of stuff that's changed. But what's been cool is that our customers really love the new Let's Dish Express. Because what it is we expanded in all four of our stores, Maple Grove, Eden Prairie, Apple Valley, and Woodbury. We've got six big retail freezer case stores, like you would see, like if you go to a grocery store.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But most grocery stores, and you know, they have like six retail freezer cases full of pizzas, you know what I mean?
Right.
Plus a few meals and that kind of stuff. Ours, we've got over 40 different options to choose from of meals that you can like literally pull from your freezer and cook in many of them in 30 minutes or less. We've got appetizers like sliders, you know, and so it's given us the ability to have all those customer favorites like barbacoa beef burrito bowls and family style chicken pot pie. Like we can always have those available for our customer, but then every month we can always bring in new stuff too. So like February now, like for example, pulled pork quesadillas, people love those. And so those are here for February, but then in March we're going to have new items. Like I'm super excited. I just bought a whole bunch of growlers of Finnegan's Irish Amber Beer.
Oh, yeah.
And we're making Finnegan's Irish Beef Stew that will be in there next month. So it's really great. So, you know, as you can imagine, there's a lot of behind the scenes stuff. But
right.
The cool thing is you can come in, grab and go out of the freezer case, or you can go to our website, letsdish.com, choose Express, and you can shop right out of our freezer case and then literally drive there and pick it up, and we'll have it all ready for you.
Me, Darcy, the thing that I love, and I know it's been a change for you guys, but the grab and go for me, I never wanted to come in and make anything. To me, it was like getting invited to a jewelry party, and you have to pay money and make your own watch or necklace. I just want to buy it, and
she tells it like it is, Darcy,
and cook it. So I think it's like a business blessing because it did, you guys did have to pivot to that. And yes, maybe there will be 20% or what, 30 or whatever it is. But I think a lot of people appreciate the grab and go thing. If you've got families, and a lot of people don't like cooking and meal planning, and you have good food.
You have great food.
And the price point is right for the grief to dollar ratio. It seems worth it.
Right, right. That's the other thing with this Grab and Go Express, which is Express. You can buy three serving size for 16 or six serving for 27. So that's like $4.50 a serving. It's really a good value.
Yes.
And everything you need right there. The other thing I should mention is within each of our stores within 20-mile radius, for $100 or more, it's free delivery. So we can also deliver it. We've got a few, you know, you can see that online when you put it in your cart. So.
Okay. A friend of mine did that for her father-in-law.
Oh, nice.
Had you guys deliver some food. She ordered it and paid for it, and he's a widow, and he just was eating, like, soup and stuff out of cans, and she was all worried about his sodium. And I'm like, you should go on Let's Dish. And so that you guys have really been just, like, she's just, like, I'm so glad you told me about that place.
So sweet. You know, sodium, that's another thing. You know, everything we really push for natural ingredients, and we've got a lot of menu items now that are low sodium, 600 grams or less. You know, we're always trying to improve all of our menu items. And then we also have a ton of gluten-free items or dairy-free items, you know, low calorie, all of that. So, and on Express, it's easier to shop for too, because you can just put in, you know, you can choose those and then everything will pop up that's available.
Right.
So,
yeah, that's how I like to do it too. And then Julia goes and picks it up for me at the Woodbury.
I feel like you're going to get an order from us today, Darcy.
No, already.
I'm starving.
Well, but I really have found I don't really enjoy cooking as much for like just two people. And because we haven't had any family things like to cook stuff for, it does feel like a chore.
It
meal
is
meal planning, and so it doesn't with you guys feel like a chore. It's like, what are we gonna have?
Well, yeah, and like you were talking about, Lori, like brain fatigue. I mean, that is a real thing, right?
Yes.
And so, you know, if you think about decisions that you have to make or things you have to do every single day, like feed yourself or your family. Like, if you can make that easier, then how awesome is that, right? So,
right.
That, you know, I think a lot of people, you know, the other thing that's really changed too over time is this concept of freezer to cook. So, like, you don't have to thaw out the meals. It doesn't have to take an hour to cook.
Right.
We've got a lot of items that literally you can have them freezer to table in a half hour.
Yeah.
Which is really nice. I'm with you too. Like, we're empty nesters now at our mm-hmm. house too. So it's my husband and I, and I feel so lucky because like he works out of the home. Mm-hmm. I don't. And so many times I can come home and he's just grabbed something out of the freezer and already has it cooked, which means then I need to clean up because he cooked, right?
Yeah, that's fine, but that's so nice.
And you know, the other thing, Darcy, yeah. I'm thinking, because people do like HelloFresh or some of these other things, but they have to really cut and do all these things. But the beauty of working with Let's Dish is it's already, everything's measured.
Everything's cut up. It's easy preparation.
It's so easy. Mm-hmm. And I think of like when, you know, someone passes or you want to send, you know, meal chains are started for mm-hmm. people who have health issues or something. They don't have to eat it right away. You know, you can put this in the freezer and use it when you want. So it's another great thing for something like that. You have such a great business, and we're so proud of you. I mean, I remember when we all met, right? When you started like
Prairie
2003 and went to your first location. I found a picture of that not too long ago.
Oh, you did?
Lori and I look like Lucy. You had the bandanas around. We all wore special bandanas.
Right.
I remember you gave them to us. I found something. I have to send it to you.
It was funny and fun, but I remember saying to Julia at the time, I go, they got to make this stuff for me to buy it. I mean, that was really
Well, there you go. We do. And honestly, that's my favorite way too. So it's just so easy and quick. And our team, they do such a great job putting it all together. You know, that's the other thing. Like, you talk about, you know, decision fatigue or all of that. And like, okay, what can we have for dinner? And then it's like, okay, well, what do we have? What are the, you know, I got to go to the grocery store. I have to get this, or they're out of whatever, you know? And so it's like, having these meals in your freezer, it's like having the whole outfit ready to go when you're, you know what I mean? When
it's
you're
like
trying
grand
to figure
animals.
Out what to wear.
Yeah,
tell us the pricing again, though, because tell us the pricing because it's so smart.
Yeah. So for our 3-serving size, it's $16, and our 6-serving size is $27. So that breaks down to like $4.50 a serving. You know, and it's good. Like our, you know, enchiladas, a 6-serving size of enchilada, it's a pan of 12 enchiladas in it, you know, so 2 enchiladas per serving. Or,
that's a good deal.
Pot pie. Yeah, it's a 9x13.
I love the pot pie.
Yeah, the pot pie's good.
I love the pot
Although
pie.
Casey made me stop buying the your frosted, the Rice Krispies. He was just like, don't you get me another pan of those. Because I think we went through like 3 pans in 3 months.
Hey, that's not too bad. No, I know what you mean.
But they're good, and that's like a nice thing. I don't know. You guys do a great job. I'm thinking, have you then employed more people now since all of this started?
Yes. I mean, we are. You know, it's been tricky because there was so much uncertainty at first, mm-hmm. and then So now that we're making all the meals, I mean, we just have a great team, and we've been able to add on to that. We've got, you know, a facility. That's the other thing. We make all of our meals. We don't send them out for co-packing anywhere.
Right.
Like, we kind of explored that, and it's like, no, we want to do it our way and make sure every single meal is, you know, great and all that stuff. So,
So, I mean, you up the number of people that you're employing. I mean, that it was probably mm-hmm. a relief to people that, you know, got on the Let's Dish team that might have lost their job somewhere because you probably wouldn't have had this many people.
Right. And the other thing is, you know, I think people really appreciate being able to get out of the house and go to work. And we've worked really hard to make it as safe as possible.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we've got a lot of protection. I've learned things I never knew. You know, we've got better HVAC system. Mm-hmm. We've got, you know, a lot of things just to do our best to, you know, kind of really be smart about that. But
Oh, my gosh.
It's been good.
Well, congratulations to you, honey. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you up, Darcy. We can shop at letsdish.com. I'm on there right now, and I'm looking at the baked pulled pork sliders and the pretzel bun. I mean, because you can have bread items and everything items that you can get. And it's just, it's one-stop shopping. And we hope people support you. And your there's four great locations. And like you said, you'll deliver for orders $100 or more, which would be so many meals. And then you just have it and you don't have to think.
Darcy, I hope we get to have a beer with you at the fair.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Yes.
I'm there.
I know you are.
Congratulations again. And thanks.
Yeah, you guys. Thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh. I'm looking at everything. Crispy butternut chicken with waffle fries and seasoned sour cream. Now, that's where I want to go today. Thanks, Darcy. People support Let's Dish in our local businesses. When we come back, all right, we watched it. It happened. Part 3, we must discuss.
Yeah, we're going old school there with that George Michael song. I like it.
George and Aretha.
Yeah, oh, so good. That's just, I haven't heard that one in our rotation.
I agree. That's the first time I'd heard it come up.
Yeah, good job, whoever did that. Okay, so last night I sent Julia a text at 10:30. Don't forget to watch The Real Housewife Part 3 of Salt Lake City. The winter wonderland of boobs is coming to a close. Meredith, I'm not here to talk about my marriage, but I'm on a reality show. All the theatrics, everything came to a close. It ended with a meatball and a snow globe.
Okay,
dumping of snow.
That to me, because you know how much you and I love a meatball.
I love a meatball, but they were toasting because they didn't toast with booze because they were in Utah, and it probably would have been against the law because they didn't have a Mormon license to sell you champagne. So they did so meatballs on a stick for the toast.
What did you think?
You know what? I felt like they could have done that reunion in two.
100%.
Because all it did was sort of, I ended up kind of feeling bad for Jen Shaw because she's so clearly in need of therapy.
Isn't that interesting?
And I was uncomfortable with, and I'm sorry, she just seems like she's a woman in her,
maybe
I'm shocked she's only 48. Yeah, it might be perimenopause and just too much injectables and fillers, but, her mind is so, very, maybe it is perimenopause.
Crazy
behavior. You're like a teenager. You're completely unreasonable and having tantrums.
Completely.
That's maybe what we saw.
That's Lori. I think that's what she's going
through.
She
doesn't know it. No. And I hope that Coach Shaw has as much patience as he gives off on the show.
Well, here's what I thought about last night. I thought Lisa redeemed herself.
Lisa Barlow?
Yeah, she ended up being okay for Lisa. Right. I thought Mary...
I was so transfixed by what has she done to her face.
Lisa.
Yeah.
What has she done?
I think she had some kind of plastic surgery, but the spray on tan was overpowering
and
everything.
She made fun
lipstick.
Of that because she was on Watch What Happens Live a couple weeks ago.
Her hands were tan and her husband had the same spray on tanner. She made a rookie mistake.
She did.
She got the tan... The day before, the night before.
The night before. So at the end of the day, what I thought is I thought it was nice that you saw some resolution between Mary and her husband and Jen. I felt like we had some good apologies going, but the one that I was bummed about was Heather.
Yeah, well.
Because she couldn't let things go. And so.
I'm going to tell you my theory.
Okay, well, here's what we got from Brittany.
Okay.
Okay, because I'm texting our Brett and. And I said, Heather is losing me in the reunion. Mm-hmm. And she says, I know. She is high off her own supply.
Yeah.
She says, I need to coach the Real Housewives, which is probably what you do. But Heather was so focused on anger.
Okay.
That she couldn't move past it. And for three parts, it was too strong. I didn't get it.
Heather's dress was too tight.
Oh, it was so horrible.
But it was so tight. It was so uncomfortable. It was scratching her.
It
was pinching her.
Because it was a drape.
Yeah, but it was made a lot of sequins. Jen Shaw also looked very uncomfortable. Her ponytail looked like it hurt.
Oh.
Lisa's dress did look the most comfortable.
It did.
There's just a lot of boobage. But Heather's dress was so tight. And also, she came in. She became the overnight star.
She did, but she was high on her own supply. I think a little bit.
Yeah, but I mean, that would everyone who deals with that well, and she obviously has a lot of really, really sad and bad feelings about how her marriage, I loved what she said, that I want my girls to have a lot of experience and the way we talk about sex. This is not an easy road for a woman in Heather's position.
Where the church
is everything. Is denounced so I'm surprised that you are being so harsh on her, because I thought that the pain of having all of that juggling, trying to give your girls a foundation that's more real than what Heather doesn't want them to experience, the Mormon way, getting sealed and the whole way you're right. treated if it doesn't work out. And she's got
she didn't listen though. That was the part she's hung up on this, and I get it. When someone looks through you and you've known them in, according to her, your whole life, and yeah. they continue to look through you, she couldn't move past that with Lisa.
Her dress was too tight, and Lisa is annoying. I would have been annoyed if I'd looked across at Lisa and her.
But
easy
you would
breezy.
Have caught yourself and thought, this, I need to move past this. She's and be quiet.
Yeah, maybe she's high on the fact that Rihanna follows her and DMs her. So, mm-hmm. yeah, she's probably right. Let me tell you about this Real Housewives spinoff that is
okay.
very, very good source of what Andy has up his sleeve next.
Okay, tell
for
me.
Peacock. Because remember, Bravo is owned NBC, by NBC, and everyone NBC is trying to up their,
yeah, yeah. Okay,
what they got
me.
In their streaming game. So the rumor is that Bravo is working on a Real Housewives spinoff series that may be a series, maybe a not. So they're going to see how well it does. But here's what the deal is. They want to take Housewives from each of the franchises, yes. if you will, except for the one that's Potomac. To go somewhere for like 2 weeks in a tropical locale and just see if Teresa Giudice will flip a table. Will Kyle Richards cry?
This is like The Bachelors in Paradise.
Bingo.
But with housewives.
Bingo. So here's the writer of this from the site, in a series of tweets, said it'll be filmed for 1 week in April. Then they'll send the housewives to another tropical destination. For this TV sandwich, Bravo wants Melissa and Teresa from New Jersey, Lisa Rinna and Kyle Richards from Beverly Hills. Okay. Kenya Moore and Cynthia Bailey from Atlanta, and Ramona and Sonia from New York City. So Orange County not being invited.
Is Salt Lake not being invited either?
And Salt Lake not being invited. But so I'm here for this show.
I am here for that too.
My word.
I think that sounds like fun.
Why have they never done this before?
I don't know. That sounds like fun. But I want to go back to something that Heather said on the Real Housewives of Salt Lake reunion. It was part three. It's all over. We're going to be done. But something that Heather said to Jen Shah, because obviously there's a big rift there, is when she said, you're not an actress either. You couldn't play a manatee or Shrek. Do you remember when she said that? I just like... Where is that coming from?
That's a good zinger.
I know, but it was sounded rehearsed. Heather lost me a little bit because she was our girl.
Julia.
But you will take it all back to the too tight dress.
The dress was tight and scratchy, and
let's
she looked so. And then she is like really in a lot of pain over this whole Mormon upset with her
ex-husband,
religion, ex-husband, the kids, this, that, and that. That really, she isn't worried. She could use a little, you know, maybe
she could use some
counselor.
Therapy.